Alright, hey everyone. So, we're coming out for a late season rabbit hunt. Matter of fact, this is going to be the last rabbit hunt of the season because it goes out here in about 2 or 3 days. We've had a big snowfall, and so we're going to go out here and see if we can find some rabbits. Now, typically, we have dogs to do this, but we have my young son here. This is Hunter Merrill. He is my young son, and this is a friend of ours, Mr. Cody Walker. He's going to be hunting with us today. So, son, you know, typically we have dogs, right?
Right, that's
this,
right.
This year we don't have dogs. So, you know, and another thing is you have briar pants.
Got these briar pants on.
Hunter has briar pants, and Cody and I have blue jeans. So, as you can see, Hunter can lean back here just a little bit. Man, check it out. That is a briar patch. And that's where you're going to find the rabbits. So, Hunter, we are designated you our beagle, our dog for this little adventure,
oh, no.
Okay? So I need to hear your best rabbit dog, you know.
Well,
you know,
the bark?
Yeah, the bark. I need to hear
like that.
No, that's Labrador Retriever.
Oh, okay.
No, so we they're not going to get up in front of that. So try it one more time.
You'd be like.
No. See? These are southern rabbits, right? That's German Shepherd, man. All right, try it one
I'm
more time.
A long
ball draw, you know. That's it.
All right.
We've got him down. We've got the beagle down here. So we're fixing to jump out here in these briar patches. We get to hunt this piece of property here. It has a lot of habitat that's good for cottontails. This time of year, you know, you're not going to see, they don't have a lot of green stuff to eat. So what you're going to see is you're going to see them barking up little trees. So they need cover, like these briar patches back here, to hide from the predators. They also need food, and so that's what they'll eat, little shrubs and little bushes and anything green that they may find. So I'm telling you what, we're set for a good day here. We're going to jump out here, and we're going to see how many rabbits we can jump shoot. We don't have beagles. Again, that would make it a lot easier, and that's, I wish we had that, but we're going to see how good a job little Hunter here does, all right? I was the dog when I was young. I was the beagle, right? And so now he's going
to
play the part.
So
let's see how many rabbits we get.
Way through them briars. Let's hear a little beagle. Huh? Come on.
All right, we're at the end of the hunt, and here we are. And I will have to say that Hunter played the part of a beagle real good today.
He barked good.
You did good. That's right. You should be proud. I tell you what, we've got three rabbits.
You got three rabbits.
I was going to be humble. I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, hey, I'm the oldest one here, and I'm the quickest one here on the gun, I guess. But anyway, we saw several, but we did get three. So we're going to be able to take these home and get them cleaned up. And I tell you what, I just love rabbit. This is probably one of the best table fare I think there is out there. And I mean, I tell you, it's just fun. Yeah. This is a sport, you know, a lot of times hunting, you got to be quiet. Yeah. But you know, rabbit hunting, you don't have to be. And so it's fun. It's like we talked about, it's a family affair. Yeah. You know, we come out here and we can talk and laugh and have fun and bust through the briars and stuff, and it is just a lot of fun, and we get to take home these beautiful rabbits. So we're going to get them cleaned up and get them home, and maybe Miss Yolanda will cook us up some rabbit tonight. I love rabbit. I love fried rabbit. I love rabbit and gravy. I love, you know, there's Hoss and Pfeffer rabbit. There's baked rabbit. There's barbecued rabbit. There's rabbit kebabs. There's you know, rabbit stew. There's rabbit and potatoes. There's all kinds of rabbit. I mean, I love rabbit.
Come on.
Guys.
Come on.
What a great hunt that was. I tell you what, there's nothing like getting out into the woods or the field with friends and family and just enjoying nature, and a rabbit hunt is a great way to do that. We were fortunate enough that day, we had a blast to harvest 3 rabbits, or should I say I was fortunate enough, but I did share them with everyone, so everybody's got some for the supper table. But I tell you what, those briars were tough. Man, they was poking at us and tearing at our britches legs and everything, but Hunter was prepared. He had on a good pair of brush pants. Cody and I, not so much. We had on some older blue jeans, but I tell you what, just take a look at these blue jeans. Man, they are tattered and torn and all frayed up, but you know, when I buy a piece of clothing, it pretty much signs a lifetime contract with me, so maybe I've still got a few good years out of these britches just yet. But on our way home, Hunter and I got to talking, and I said, you know, that's a lot like our Christian walk in life, because, you know, we do have protection when tough times come our way, when the thickets of life show up, and that's the full armor of God. So in Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it's a spiritual warfare. It's not against each other. It's a spiritual warfare. It says, wherefore, or because of this, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Or so you can be ready when those periodic assaults, when those thickets of life come your way. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And what is truth? That's the knowledge of the truth of God's word. And it pictures a soldier right there, and having his loins or his waist girt up with the truth. And what that means is, you know, a soldier, he had a belt around his waist. And that belt held up a lot of pieces of his armor, so it was a very important part of his armor. And it says, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And what is the breastplate of righteousness? It's our Christian character, or our moral conduct, our obedience to the truth of Scripture, which produces a godly life. So it's important that Christians, you know, depend on our spiritual belt. And in 15 it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Again, picturing a soldier right there with special shoes that they would wear to help them advance towards the enemy. And the gospel of peace means? It means that, you know, having the truth of the Scripture, which gives us peace to help us in those battles, and help gives us peace through those battles. Verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith. And what is shield of faith? Is trusting God at His Word and believing His promises. And trusting, it will help us, you know, prevent us from doubting, you know, when we trust God's word and his promises and his scriptures. Wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation. And what is that? That's the assurance of your salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So it, you know, it brings to mind certain scriptures during those tough times, and it gives us the promises to help us fight through those battles. And I love verse 18. It starts off by saying, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And you know, prayer life, your prayer life is indispensable when it comes to battling the devil and when it comes to just getting through every day in life. And your prayer, you know, it's just so important. And you know, first of all, you need to make sure that you have on the helmet of salvation. So first you need to make sure that you're saved. And when you're saved, you know then that you've got the armor of God to help protect you and to help to get you through those tough times. You know, I'm certainly appreciative of what the Lord has done for me and the cross at Calvary and my salvation. You know, and it just brings up a song in my mind. And I love this old song. It goes, I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. And oh, I believe, whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I love that old hymn. I tell you what, Find out more about the armor of God that you can strap on every day, right? And get into Ephesians. See you next time.
Feels real cranky out here.